In mid-2007, such actions prompted Federation President Vladimir Putin to chastise the United States in a major press conference at the 43rd Munich Conference on Security Policy. Putin's reasoned remarks were little reported in the corporate-controlled U.S. mass media. "For the first time in history," he said, "there are elements of the U.S. nuclear capability on the European continent. It simply changes the whole configuration of international security. Of course, we have to respond to that." Criticizing Bush's war on terror, Putin also produced a copy of a report from Amnesty International and stated, "The organization has concluded that the United States is now the principal violator of human rights and freedoms worldwide." Equally disturbing was Bush's announced advocacy of an American first strike nuclear capability, as well as his proposed missile defense system, which, though defended as a deterrent to rogue nations such as North Korea, nevertheless will be placed in Europe. Nobel Prize winner Thomas C. Schelling of Harvard, an early advocate of the U.S. Mutual Assured Destruction, MAD, Cold War strategy, which theorized that equal nuclear capability would deter a nuclear exchange, shifted his rhetoric from deterrence to compellence, a newspeak term for blackmailing nations into submission through the threat of nuclear weapons. Pat Buchanan asked, "How would we react if China today brought Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela into a military alliance, convinced Mexico to sell oil to Beijing and bypass the United States, and began meddling in the affairs of Central America and Caribbean countries to affect the electoral defeat of regimes friendly to the United States? How would we react to a Russian move to put anti-missile missiles in Greenland?" Some researchers saw this return to the Cold War by America as yet another sign that the global national socialists have not given up on trying to coerce Russia, a nation only too familiar with socialist tyranny, into their new world order. Following the tempestuous Clinton administration, the Republicans took power and swiftly set out on a new neoconservative path for the party. John W. Dean, former Nixon counsel, who was jailed for felonies committed at the time of Watergate, referred to this new Republican conservatism in his 2007 book, Broken Government: How Republican Rule Destroyed the Legislative, Executive, and Judicial Branches. "It has been new on Capitol Hill since about 1997, about 3 years after the GOP gained control of the House.